Chaitanya Bhagavat, continuation of August 22nd, Chapter 28, Sri Gauranga Sanyas Lila. Chapter 28, Madhyakanda, verse 60. Jata kichu bale prabhu shachi sabashune Uttara na kare kande ajhara nayane. Shachimata quietly listened to what Gauranga said. She made no reply but simply shed tears incessantly. Prithivi sarupa haila shachi jaganmata kebujibe krishnera Achintya Lila Kata. The mother of the universe, Jagannatha Shachi, became as grave and as quiet as Mother Earth. She became the personification of Prithvi. Who can understand the inconceivable pastimes of Krishna? Jananira Paraduli Lai Prabhu Shire Parakshina Kari Tane Chalila Satware. Gauranga took the dust from Mother Shachi's feet on his head, circumambulated her, and immediately departed. Chalilena Vaikuntha Nayaka Griha Haite Sanyasa Kariya Sarva Jiva Udarite Shuna Shuna Ari Bhai Prabhura Sanyas Ke kata shunile sarva bandhaya nash Prabhu chali lena matra shachi jagan mata Jara praya rahi lena nahi spure kata. The Nayak, Vaikuntha Nayak, the hero of Vaikuntha Gauranga, left home to take sannyas for the deliverance of the fallen souls. Oh, brothers, listen to the story of the Lord's acceptance of sannyas. By hearing this narration, one's material bondage will be destroyed. Shunile sarva bandha nash. Kata shuni. Hearing this Chaitanya kata, sannyas lila kata, one's bondage, nitya bada, condition, the samsara chakra will be broken. Prabhu chalilena matra shachi jagan mata jara praya rahilena nahispure kata. When Gauranga left, the mother of the universe, Shachi, became almost inert, stone-like. She became speechless. Bhakta sabha na janena e sabha britanta Usha Kale Snana Kari Yateka Mahanta. In the morning, when the devotees were taking their morning bath, they were completely unaware of Gauranga's departure. Prabhu Namaskari Te Aila Prabhu Gare Asi Sabe Deki Ai Bahira Dujare. When everyone went to the house of Gauranga to offer obeisances to the Lord, they found Mother Shachi sitting outside the doorway. Pratame bali lena shiva saudhar aikena rahijache bahira dujar. The magnanimous Shivas was the first to inquire, O mother, Ai, why are you sitting at the doorway of your house? Jarapraya Ai kichu naspure utar nayanera dhara matra wahi nirantara. Mother Shachi was practically stunned. She was speechless, and incessant tears flowed from her eyes. Shaneke balilai shuna papsaba Vishnura dravjera bhagi sakala Vaishnava. Please listen, all of you. The Vaishnavas are eligible to share the Lord's property. Eteke jak Je kichu dravya achaye tahar toma sava karahaya shastra parachar ete ke tomara sabe apane milia jena iccha tena kara mojana chalia. You may distribute all the items that Gauranga has left behind in the house amongst yourselves. The Shastras declare that those items belong to you. Be satisfied, do as you please, and let me go from here. The devotees of the Lord are the rightful owners of the Lord's items. Therefore, you all have the right to Gaurahari's possessions. Take away all these things and let me go away. Shunimacha bhakta gan prabhura gamana bhumite padila sabe hayat chaitana. Hearing Gauranga's departure, devotees immediately fell unconscious on the ground. Ki haila se vaishnaver ganera vishad kandite lagila sabe kare artanad. What lamentation of Vaishnavas felt. They all began to cry loudly in distress. Anjondye sabe sabara dadi gala vivida vivida avilapa sabe karite lagila. Placing their arms around each other's necks, they all lamented in various ways. Vivida vilap ki dharuna nishi pohaila gopinath Balia Kandena Sabe Shire Diyahat. They cried out, "O Gopinath, what a terrible night we have passed," as they held their heads and wept. Na deki se chandamuka vanchiba kemane kiba karye vara papishta jivane. How will we live without seeing that moon-like face of Gaurachandra? What is the use of this sinful life? Achambite kena hina haila brachapat nkaragari jaya kaya kare atmakat. Why has this thunderbolt struck so suddenly? Uttering this, they rolled on the ground and beat their chests. Samvarana nahi bhakta ganera krandan haila krandana maya prabhura bhavan. Mahaprabhu's house resounded with the sound of the devotees' uncontrolled weeping and crying. Jai Bhakta Aise Prabhu Dehi Bharatare Sehi Asi Dube Maha Viraha Sagare. Devotees came to see the Lord were drowned in the Mahaviraha Sagar, a huge, fathomless ocean of separation from their beloved. Kande sava bhaktagan bhumite padiya sanyasa karite prabhu gelena chalila. So devotees cried incessantly, collapsed on the ground and exclaimed, "Mahaprabhu has left us to take sannyas. Anatera nata prabhu gelena chalila amasabhi viraha samudre filaya." Mahaprabhu, oh Lord of the forlorn and those without any Lord, you've left us and thrown us into an ocean of separation. Kandesa bhaktagan haiya chaitan hari hari bali utrai swari kiva mora dana jana kiva mora jivana prabhu chari kila sabakare mattadiya hata bukke mare nirgat hari hari prabhu vishwambar sanyasa karite kila amasaba nabaliya lila kande bhakta dulaya dusar Prabhu Rangane Pari Kande Mukunda Murari Sridhar Gadadhara Gangadas Shiva Sera Ganajat Tatara kandi avirat shiya charya kandi haridas shunya krandana rava nadi jara lokasava dekite aise sabadhan dekite aise sabadhan nadeki praburamukka sabbe paya mahashukka kande sabbe matte hatta diya Kande sabe matte hatta diya. Nagariya jatavakta tara kande aviratta bala vridda nahika vichar. Kande sabastri purushe. Kande sabastri purushe. Pashandi ganna hase. Nimaire na dekimoar. Nimaire na dekimoar. All the devotees cried and fell unconscious. They loudly exclaimed, Hari, Hari, what is the use of our wealth, families, lives the Lord has left us? They beat their chests and held their heads and cried, Oh Hari, O Vishwambar, you have left us to take sannyas without even telling us. The devotees were covered with dust and they cried. The devotees fell to the ground in the courtyard of Mahaprabhu, while all the other devotees like Mukunda, Murari, Sridhar, Gadadhar, Gangadas, Shivas, and his family Chandrasekhar and Haridas, they all cried endlessly. Hearing the crying of the devotees, the people of Nadia rushed to see what had happened. Not seeing Gauranga's face, they were struck with grief and they also began to cry while holding their heads. Young and old, men and women, every devotee who came from town incessantly cried. Only the atheists, however, laughed and said, Now we will not see Nimai again. Katashane Bhaktagan Haye Kichus Shanta Shachi Devi Vedi Katashane Bhaktagan Haye Kichus Shanta Shachi Devi Vedi Sava Vasila Mahanta. After some time, the devotees became pacified and sat around Mother Shachi. Kartakshane Sava Navadripe Hailadvani Sanyasa Karite Chali Lena Dvijamani Shuni Sava Lokara Lagila Chamatkar Dhaiyaila sarvaloka nariya jar Asi sarvaloka deki prabhura badite Shunya badi sabe lagi jachena kandite Takane se hai hai kari sarvaloka Paramanindaka pashandi opaya shoka Papishta marana chinila hila dana Anutapa kari sabe kari narodana Meanwhile, the news that the crest jewel of Brahmanas, Dvijamani, had left to take sannyas spread throughout Navadvip, Sarva Navadvipe. Hearing the news, people were struck with wonder, Sarvalok Chamatkar. They went to the Lord's house, Sarvaloka Nadia. When they saw that Gauranga's house was empty, they began to cry. Even the Nindaks and Pashandis, the greatest Nindaks and Pashandis, offenders and atheists, they became aggrieved while hearing the people lament. And they said, the Nindaks and Pashandis said, We are very sinful. Therefore we could not recognize Gaurasundar. Repenting like this, they cried too. The people of the town cried and rolled on the ground, lamenting, We will not see his moon-like face again. Nadeki Chandravadan, Nadeki Chandravadan, Nadeki Chandravadan. Someone said, Let us burn our homes and leave this place. We can become mendicant yogis. Kundala Jogihan, and accept the signs of a mendicant wearing an ivory earring. Realizing that Sri Gaurasundara had taken sannyas, the people decided to burn down their houses and leave that place and become yogis. Hina Prabhu Navadvipi Chari Lajakan Narekini Achiyama Sabarajivan Hi Sri Purusha Jeshunila Nadijar Sabe Vishara Bai Na Bhavayar Prabhu Se Janaye Jare Tariba Jemate Sarva Jiva Udara Kariba Hina Mate Ninda Dweshe Adijara Monite Achila Prabhura Viraha Sarpa Pashande Damshila Sarvajiva Natta Gora Chandra Jai Jai Bhala Range Sabai Udari Le Dayamai. Some people said, since Gauranga has left Navadvip, why should we continue living here? Thus the men and women of Nadia lamented, could think of nothing else. The independent Lord knew when and how to deliver the living entities. Those who were abodes of offenses and envy were also bitten by the snake of the Lord's separation. Prabhu Viraha Sarp. All glories, Sarvajiva Natkor Chandra Jai Jai. All glories to the merciful Lord Gaurachandra, the Lord of all. He expertly delivered everyone. Shuna shuna are bhai prabhura sannyas jekata shunile karma bandha jayanash. Now listen to Mahaprabhu's acceptance of sannyas by hearing this kata. You will destroy your bondage resulting from fruit of activities, karma bandha nash. Ganga parahaya shri goranga sundar. Sayidina Ailena Kantaka Nagar. As we're crossing Ganga, Sri Gauranga arrived that day at Kantak Nagar, known today as Katwa. Jare Jare Yagya Prabhu Purva Karichila Tahara Ul Alpe Alpe Asiya Milila Sri Avaduta Chandra Gadadhar Mukunda Sri Chandra Shekhar Charja Ara Brahmananda. As instructed by the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, and Brahmananda Bharati each gradually arrived there in Katwa to take part in the Lord's sannyas. Sri Gaurasundara revealed his plan to take sannyas while visiting the house of Sri Chandrasekhar in Mayapur, which is located right next to his house. At that time, in Chandrasekhar's house, Sri Nityananda was there, Gadadhar, Mukunda, and Brahmananda Bharati. So these five were informed by the Lord directly, and these same five came to attend the ceremony at Katwa. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta established his Sri Chaitanya Math in the present location, presently in the location of Chandrasekhar's house. So if anyone's has an idea to take sannyas, they should go to Sri Chaitanya Math before the deities of Gandharvika and Giridhari, established by Siddhanta Saraswati, and reveal your sankalpa privately to Mahaprabhu. State your intention or sankalpa or desire or vow that, O Gandharvika Giridhari, O Mahaprabhu, I stand here in Chandrasekhar's house, the present site of the Sri Chaitanya Math. I stand before you as Mahaprabhu once stood in his house before Chandrasekhar and Nityananda Mukunda and Gadadhar. I stand before you and state my intention that by the mercy of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, I will take sannyas and spread the glories of the Lord. Ailena Prabhu Jata Keshava Bharati Matasingha Praya Priya Vargera Samhati. Along with his associates, Gauranga, like a maddened lion, Matasingha Praya, arrived in Katwa and met Keshavarti. Adbhuta Dehera Jyoti Dekiya Tahan Utilena Keshava Bharati Punyavan. Upon seeing Gauranga's Adbhuta Jyoti, amazing bodily effulgence, the pious Punyavan Keshavarti stood up to greet the Lord. Dandavata pranam, kariya prabhutane, jara jara kari stuti karena apane. Gauranga fell flat offering obeisances to his sannyas guru. With folded hands he offered prayers. Lord Gauranga said, Anugraha tumi more kara mahashai, patita pavana tumi maha kripa mai. Tumi se di bhare para Krishna prana nath niravari Krishna chandra vasaye tamat. Krishna dasya vinu mora nahi kichuan, henu padeshe tumi more deyadan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said to Keshavarti, O Master, be merciful to me, Anugraha. You are the most compassionate deliverer of the fallen souls. Kripa Moya, Maha Kripa Moya, you are Mahasha, you are a great soul, and you are made of the greatest compassion. Lord Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, is always sits in your heart. He is your Prananath. Therefore you are qualified to give me Krishna. Krishna Chandra Vas, who is my life and soul. I have no desire other than the service of Krishna. Krishna Dasya Bina Kichutna. Please instruct me accordingly. So this is a very nice teaching Lord Chaitanya is giving, how to take sannyas, the approach to the sannyas guru. Prema jale yanga bhase prabhura kahite humkara kariya sheshila gila nachite. Gauranga's body seemed to float in waves of ecstatic love. Prema jale anga bhase. He was floating in the waters of love, ecstatic love. Then Gauranga began to dance and cry out loudly, Hunkara sheshe lagila nachite. Gaite lagila mukundadi bhaktagan, nijaveshi matta nachi shri shachinandan. Mukunda and the other devotees began to sing as the son of Shachi danced in his own ecstatic mood. Nijavesha Matanache. He began to madly dance, absorbed in his own bhav. Arbudara Buddha Loka. Shuni se kshane. Asya melila nahi jani kotahane. Millions of people gathered there in Katwa. No one knew where they came from. Dekhiya prabhura rupa parama sundara. Eka drishti pana sabe kari nirantara. With unblinking eyes, they all continuously drank the exquisite beauty of the Lord's form. Rupa parama sundara. Mahaprabhu's rupam. Dekhi Prabhura Rupa Paramasundar. Everyone was admiring the incredible transcendental beauty of the golden form of Gauranga. Akatya Advuta Dara Prabhura Nayane Tahana Kahite Pare Ananta Vadane. The indescribable wonderful flow of tears from Gauranga's eyes could not be described even by Lord Ananta. Pakadiya Nirtyakari Teje Chute Jal Tahateya Lokasnana Karilasakal. Gaurasundar danced in a circle, his tears bathed everyone gathered around him. Savaloka Titila Prabhura Prema Jale Sri Purushe Balabride Hari Hari Bale. Thus soaked in the waters of love of God, everyone, man, woman, young and old, chanted, Hari, Hari. Shane Shane Kampa Shane Sweda Shane Mucha Jai Achara Dekite Sarva Loke Pai Pai. One moment Gauranga shivered, another moment he perspired, and the next moment Gaura Hari fell unconscious. The people became frightened seeing Gauranga fall on the ground. Ananta Brahmanda Nat Nijadasya Bhav Dante Trina Kari Sabha Stane Dasya Mag. Then the Lord of Unlimited Universes, Ananta Brahmanda Nat, in the mood of his own servant, Dasya Bhav, took a straw between his teeth, Dante Trina Kari, and begged everyone for the service of Krishna. Although Gauranga is non-different from Swayamrut Krishna, Brajendra Nandan, and he is a lord of the 14 worlds. Nevertheless, Lord Gauranga very submissively and humbly prayed for the service of Krishna to the devotees for the purpose of teaching the people in general. Se karunya dekiya kandaye sarva loka sanyasa shunya sabe bhave mahashoka. Seeing Gauranga's humility and on hearing that he was about to take sannyas, everyone cried bhav mahashok in a feeling of great lamentation and grief. And then they responded to all this. Kemane dariba prana ihara janani ajitane pohaila ki kala rajani kon punya vati hena pahileka nidhi kon va dharana doshe harileka vidhi ama sabakara prana vidhare shunite baryava janani pran dariba ki mate. How will his mother survive? What a terrible sight what a terrible night she must have passed in the absence of her beloved son. What pious activities has his wife performed to obtain him, Gauranga, as her husband? And by what misfortune has she lost Gauranga? How will Mother Shachi and his wife Vishnupriya survive when even our hearts are broken? Hey Mata Narigan, Nduka Bhavikande, Parikande Sarvajiva Chaitanjara Pande. In this way the ladies cried in distress. All the living entities fell in the trap of Sri Chaitanya and cried piteously. Shaneke sambhari nitya vaise vishwambhar vasilena chaturdike sabhanachar. Eventually Avishwambhar controlled himself and sat down around with his associates. Dekhiya prabhura bhakti keshava bharati ananda sagare magna haya karistuti. Keshava Bharati was absorbed in an ocean of bliss. Anand Sagar Magana. On seeing the Bhakti Bhav of Mahaprabhu, he therefore offered his prayers to the Lord. Keshavarti said, Jai Bhakti Tamarami Dekila Nayane E Shakti Anjara Nahe Ishvara Rabine. Tumi se jagat guru janila nishchay tomara guru ra jogya keha kabunai tabe tumi loka shiksha nimita karan kariba amare guru hinalaya man. Keshava Bharati said to Gauranga, the devotion bhakti deki that I have seen today with my own eyes is not found in anyone other than the Lord Himself. I have clearly understood that you are the Jagat Guru, the spiritual master of the entire world. Therefore, no one is qualified to become your guru. Yet I think that to teach people in general, you are going to accept me as your guru. I can understand, Mahaprabhu, that you are personally honoring the system of accepting a guru in order to teach the general masses of people. Prabhubale Maya Modi Nakara Prakash Hina Diksha Deyajena Hana Krishna Das. Mahaprabhu said, please don't deceive me in this way. Give me initiation so that I become a servant of Lord Krishna. He Mata Krishna Kata Ananda Prasange Vanchilena Senisha Takura Sabha Sange. Thus speaking, the Lord Mahaprabhu passed that night with everyone engaged in the happiness of Krishna Kata. Krishna Kata Ananga Prasange Takura Sabha Sange. Prabhate Uttiya Sarva Bhuvanera Pati Akyakari Lena Chandrasekharera Prati Virijogya Kata Karma Sabakara Tumi Tumariya Pratinidhi Karilanami Prabhura Agyaya Chandrasekhara Charya Karita Lagila Sarva Vidhi Yogya Karya. Prabhat Utiya. Sarva Bhuvanera Pati, the Lord of all the planets, Kauranga, rose early in the morning and instruct Chandrasekhar. You are qualified to perform all the Vedic rituals. Therefore, I appoint you as my representative. On the order of Gauranga, Chandrasekhar began to perform the required Vedic rituals for sannyas. Nana grama haite se nana upayano asite lagila ati akatya katan daddi dugda ghritta mugda tambula chandan pushpa yagya sutra vastra ane sarvajan nana vira bakshidravya lagila asite Hainanai janike anaye kon bitte paramanande sabe kari hari dvani hari bina lokamuke aranai suni tabe mahaprabhu sarva jagatera pran vasila karite shri shikara antardan. No one can describe all the different articles that people brought from all the different areas. The people brought milk, yogurt, butter, mung dal, betel nut, sandalwood, flowers, sacred threads, and cloth. No one knew where the varieties of edibles that poured in came from or who brought them. Everyone chanted the holy names in ecstasy, Paramananda. Hari Hari was the only sound that could be heard. Then Mahaprabhu, the life of all, sat down to have his head shaved, including his sika. Napita vasilasi samoke jakane krandanera kalarava utila takane shuradite napita se chanchara chikure mate hattanadeya krandana matra kare nityananda adikari Jata Bhaktagan Bhumite Padya Sabe Karina Krandan Bhaktira Kidhaya Jata Vyavahari Loka Tahara Okandite Lagila Kari Shoka. When a barber came to shave Gauranga, a tumultuous sound of crying arose. Krandan Kalarava Utila. The barber hesitated to shave Gauranga's curly hair, Chanchara Chikuri. Before he even touched the Lord's head, he began to cry. The devotees headed by Nityananda all started crying and rolling on the ground. What to speak of devotees? Even the people in general began to cry in lamentation. Kehabali kon bidi Sri Jala Sanyas, Etabali Narigan Shari Mahashwas. One lady said, "Who has invented the system of sannyas?" Then all the ladies sighed deeply. Ah. Agochare taki sava kande devagan ananta brahmanda maya haila krandan. Hiding from everyone's view, the demigods also cried. The entire universe was filled with the sound of crying. Ananta brahmanda maya krandan. Devagan krandan. Ananta brahmanda krandan. Henase karunya rasa ghora chandra kare shukshka shushka kashta pashan pashanari dravaye antare. Such compassion was shown, karuna ras, by Sri Gora Chandra, that even dry wood and stone melted. He sakala lila jiva udara karan he tara sakshi deka kande sarvajan. This pastime of Gauranga was displayed to deliver the living entities, jiva udhar karan. And everyone's weeping was evidence of this. Prima rase parama chanchala gora chandra stira nahi niravadi bhava ashrukampa. Sri Gora Chandra was greatly agitated by parama prema ras, mellows of ecstatic love. He constantly cried and his body trembled in bhava ashrukampa. Bhola bhola kali prabhu utte vishambhar gayena mukunda prabhu nache nirantar. Vishambhar stood up and exclaimed, "Chat, chat!" Mukunda sang and Gauranga danced continuously. Vasileo prabhu stira haite na pare prema rasi mahakampa vahiyashudhare. When Gauranga said he couldn't be steady, he trembled and tears flowed from his eyes due to ecstatic love, prema rasi mahakampa. Bola bola kari prabhu kariye hankar kshora karma napita na pare kari bhar khatam khatam api sarva dina avashesh shora karma nirbaha haila prema rase. Gauranga constantly roared, "Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol." Therefore, consequently, the barber could not cut his hair. Somehow or other, absorbed in the mellows of ecstatic love, Gauranga's head was finally shaved by the end of the day. The barber could not move his hands, even when he tried to shave the beautiful hair and cheek of Gaurasundara. The entire day passed as various thoughts of the barber delayed the act of shaving. Eventually, the shaving was finished and the sannyas was completed. Tabe sarva loka nata kari ganga snan asya vasila jata sannyas serastan. Gauranga took ganga snan and sat for his sannyas ceremony. Sarva shiksha guru gora chandra vede bale keshava bharati stane taha kahe chale. The Vedas declare that Gora Chandra is the spiritual master of everyone. On some pretext, Gauranga spoke something to Keshava Bharati. Prabhu kahe, swapne more kon mahajana, karne sanyasera mantra karila katan. Mahabhu said to Keshava Bharati, "In a dream, a mahajana came to me and he spoke a sannyas mantra in my ear. Bhujadeki tahatumi kiva hayanahi Hetabali prabhutana karni mantra kahe. Please examine whether it is appropriate or not. Thus, Gauranga spoke that mantra into Keshabharti's ear. Chali prabhu kripakari tanre shishakaila bharatira chitte maha vismaya jamila. Thus, by a trick, Gauranga made Keshabharti his disciple by giving him sannyas mantra diksha. And Keshabharti was struck with wonder, maha vismaya. Lord Sri Gaurasundar first initiated Keshabharti with sannyas mantra. Then to teach people, he accepted the same mantra back from him as his disciple. Bharati balena e maha mantra var Krishna prasadiki tamara agauchar. Keshabharti then replied, "This is the best of all mantras. By the mercy of Krishna, what is unknown to you? Mahamantra. Prabhura Aghyaya Tabe Keshava Bharati Se Mantra Prabhure Kahila Mahamati. According to Gauranga's instructions, a broad-minded Keshabharti then spoke that very same mantra which he heard from the Lord into the ear of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaturdike Harinam Sumangala Dhwani Sanyasa Karila Vaikuntera Chudamani. Harinam Sumangala, the all-auspicious sound of the Lord's holy name, was heard in the four directions, Chatur Dike Harinam Sumangala Dwani. As the jewel of Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Chudamani, the crest jewel of Vaikuntha, accepted sannyas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas Utsav Ki. Parilena Aruna Vasana Manohar Tahate Hailakoti Kandarpa Sundar. When Gaurasundar put on the enchanting saffron dress of a sannyas, Arunavasana Manohar, that beautiful color, that Aruna Vastra of his sannyas, was completely mind stealing. Gauranga appeared as beautiful as millions of cupids, more beautiful, Kandarpa Sundar, than millions of cupids. Sarva Anga Shri Mashtaka Chandane Lepita Malaya Purnita Shri Vigraha Shushobita. Gauranga's beautiful body and head were covered with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands. Danda Kamandalu Dui Shri Haste Ujval Niravadi Nija Prema Anande Vival. Holding his danda and kamandalu in his hands, Sri Krishna Chaitanya was overwhelmed in ecstatic love. Nija Prema Anande, absorbed in his own love. Koti Koti Chandrajini Shobe Sri Vadan Prema Dari Purna Dui Kamala Nayan. The beautiful face of Gauranga Sundar, Shobe Sri Vadan, was more attractive than millions of moons, Koti Koti Chandra, and his two eyes were filled with tears of love, Prem Dari Purna. Kamala Nayana's two lotus eyes were completely full, tears of love. Kiva se sannyasi rupa haila prakash purnakari taha vani bhena vedavyas. That wonderful sannyas form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya will be elaborately described by Vedavyas. Sahasra name te je kahila vedavyas konavatari prabhu karina sannyas. Sri Veda Vyas has described in his Vishnu Sahasranam that the Lord appears in one of his incarnations as a sannyasi. Etaha satya karilena dvija raj e marvanjana ye sabha vaishnava samaj. Now this statement has been fulfilled by the best of the brahmanas. This secret is well known to the society of Vaishnavas. In the Vishnu Sahasranam it says, Sannyasa krich chama shanto nishcha shanti parayana. Vishnu accepts sannyas and he's completely detached from sense gratification. He is fully, and as a sannyasi, he is fully surrendered to Krishna and fully determined to engage in the yajna, nam yajna, the sacrifice of chanting the holy name of Krishna. And he's fully absorbed in Mahabhav, which ridicules the peaceful state of shanti attained by the non-devotee impersonalists. Tave nam tui bhare keshva bharati mani mani chintite lagila mahamati. The magnanimous Keshava Bharati began to think of a name to give the Lord. Chaturdasha bhuvaneti ye mata vaishnav amara nayane nahi haya anubhav ateva kurthana taki jainam Hina nam tuile mora purna hayakam. Mule bharatira shishya bharati sehaye. Ihane tata tui bari jogya nahi. Keshava Bharati was thinking, I can't find a Vaishnava like this in the 14 worlds. I fully believe this. Thus I will give a name that is not found anywhere, and thus my desire will be fulfilled. Although the disciple of a Bharati should be also named Bharati, that name is not appropriate for him. Bhagyavana nasi bara e teka chintite shuddha saraswati tana aila jivate. As that fortunate topmost sannyasi was thinking like this, shuddha saraswati, the transcendental goddess of learning, appeared on his tongue. By the influence of shuddha bhakti, Divya Saraswati, the goddess of transcendental knowledge, appeared on the tongue of Keshava Bharati during Mahaprabhu's name-giving ceremony. Paiya uchitta nam Keshava Bharati Prabhu Vakshe Hastadeva Mbale Shudamati. Selecting the suitable name, the pure-hearted Keshava Bharati placed his hand on the chest of Mahaprabhu and spoke. Keshava Bharati, keeping his hand on the chest of the Lord, said, Jata jagatera tumi Krishna bolaya karayila chaitanya kirtana prakasya. Hete keto maranam Sri Krishna chaitanya sarva loka tumahaite jate hailadanya. Keshava Bharati said, Mahaprabhu, we have induced the people of the world to chant the name of Krishna by inaugurating the movement of Sankirtan. And by initiating the Sankirtan movement, you have awakened people's consciousness. Chaitanya Prakash, since Gauranga made arrangement for chanting Krishna's names and introducing materially intoxicated people to Krishna, Keshava Bharati awarded him the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The consciousness of people throughout the entire world of sense gratification was awakened. Chaitanya Prakash. Previously they had been indifferent to the Supreme Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya personally awarded all living entities the qualification of hear the fact that Sri Krishna himself is Sri Chaitanya. Therefore, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Because of you, everyone will become fortunate. Keshava Bharati spoke to the Lord, Mahaprabhu, you have induced the people of the world to chant the name of Krishna. You have inaugurated the Sankirtan movement, and you have awakened people's consciousness. Thus your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Because of you, everyone will become fortunate. When that best of sannyasi spoke this, everyone chanted Jai, Jai, and flowers were showered down on them. The Vaishnavas floated in waves of transcendental happiness as a tumultuous vibration of Hari, Hari filled the four directions. Bharatire sarvabhakta karila pranam, Prabhu haila tushta lavi nijanam. Devotees offered obeisances to Kesha Bharati, and even Prabhu Mahaprabhu felt tushta lavi. He received great happiness, he gained great happiness by hearing his own name, nijanam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nam Haila Prakash Dandavata Haya Padila Samadas. All the devotees offered Dandavats as the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya manifest. Hinamate Sanyasa Karila Prabhudhanya Prakashilatmanam Sri Krishna Chaitanya. By accepting sannyas, the glorious Lord thus became famous as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sarvakala Chaitanya Sakala Lila Kare Janhare Jakana Kripa Deka Jena Tanre. Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Dev eternally performs his pastimes, which are seen by those who have received his mercy. Hara Kata Lila Rasa Haila Se Stane Nityananda Swarupe Se Sabatatva Jane. Holy Nityananda Sarup knows all the many other pastimes that took place in Katwa. Tanhara Agyaya Ami Kripa Anurupe Kichumacha Sutrami Likila Pushtake. By Nityananda's merciful instructions, I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, have written a brief description of Lord Chaitanya's sannyas ceremony. Sarva Vaishnavera Paye Mora Namaskar Itte Aparada Kichu Nalabe Amar. I offer my obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas so that they may overlook my offenses. Vedeya Koti Koti Muni Vedavyas Varni Vena Nana Mate Ashesha Visheshe. Millions of Vedavyasas will elaborately describe these pastimes of Gauranga in the Vedas. E mate madhya khande prabhura sannyas jay kata shrinile haya chaitan jera das. Thus Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. His acceptance is described herein, madhya khanda. Whoever hears this pastime will certainly become a servant of Sri Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Das, Das Anudas. Madhyakandi Ishwarera Sanyasa Grahan Ihara Shravane Mile Krishna Premadan. If one who hears this Sanyas Leela of Gauranga, he will achieve the wealth of Krishna Prem. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Dui Prabhu Jayvanchi Iha Jaina Napasari Kabu. O Sri Krishna Chaitanya, O Nityananda Prabhu, my only desire is that I should never forget you. Hena dina haibeki Chaitanya Nityananda Dekiba Vashtita Chatur Dike Bhakta Vrinda. Will that day ever come when I will see Sri Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda surrounded by their devotees? Amara Prabhura Prabhu Sri Gora Sundara He Bhara Bharasa Chitte Dari Nirantar. Sri Gora Sundara is the Lord of my heart, Amar Prabhu. Therefore this great hope is there in my heart. Mukheha Je Janabale Nityananda Das Sayavashya Dehi Beka Chaitanya Prakash. Whoever says, I am a servant of Nityananda, will certainly attain Lord Chaitanya's darshan. Even if one has not realized that he is a servant of Nityananda, the original Guru, externally accepts himself as a servant of his own guru, then he will certainly attain darshan of Sri Chaitanya. Chaitanjara priyatam nityanandarai prabhavritya sangajani nachari amai. Lord Nityananda is most dear to Sri Chaitanya. May I never become bereft of the association with the Lord's servants. May I never engage in any activity other than the service of my Gurudev, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. That's chapter 28, text 193. Jagatera premadatta hena nityananda taha hana jena bhajan Prabhu Gaurachandra. Lord Nityananda is the bestower of love to the entire universe, Jagat Prem Datta. Therefore, let me worship Sri Gaurachandra through Lord Nityananda. Samsarera parahai bhaktira sagare jedu bibetse bajuka nitai chandere. Anyone who wants to cross the ocean of samsara, birth and death, and drown bhakti sagar dubibe, drown in the ocean of bhakti, should worship Nityananda, Nitai Chand, Bhajan. One should perform Nitai Chand, Bhajan or Nitai Chand to transcend samsara and submerge in the ocean of devotion. Kashtara putali jena kuhake nachai he mata Gaurachandra more je bolaya. Gaurachandra is making me speak just as a puppet master makes his puppets dance. Pakshi jena akashara antanahi pai Chata Shakti Take Tata Dorat Udi Jai. A bird cannot reach the end of the sky, but flies only as far as its strength allows. Emata Chaitanya Katarantanai Jharajata Dhura Shakti Sabe Tata Gai. In the same way, there is no end to the discussion of Chaitanya Kata Antanai. There is no end to the topics about Lord Chaitanya. One can narrate them only as far as his strength allows. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanjan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Pade Juge Gan. Accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Vadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Vadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Vadivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. With this beautiful prayer glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes the Madhyakanda, 28th chapter, and the Madhyakanda itself, Gauranga Sannyas Lila, Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya. O Chaitanya Chandra, I offer my repeated obeisances unto you. Chaitanya Chandra, Namo Namaste. You are the personification of Krishna's, the very vigraha, or the very form, or personification of Krishna's blissful pastimes. And you are extraordinarily beautiful, divya. having a dazzling golden luster. You have awarded to the people of the world the topmost mellows of ecstatic love for Krishna. Maha Prema Ras Pradai. Sri Chaitanya Deva Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda Ki Jai. So in our next class, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and all the assembled Vaishnavas, we will begin Antilila of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat.